Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, we've got a lot of rival games this week. Who's your rival?
That's easy, Gino. It's that little runt, C3PO.
It's time to start picking some Friday Night's Losers.
Dutch Fort versus Gray Collegiate.
These two teams have never met, except on the recruiting trail. It will be interesting to see how Gray Collegiate performs against one of the top programs and coaches in the state. Tommy Knott's big green grind-them-up machine turns the Sky Buzzards into chicken salad in the first half and coasts to a lopsided win. Friday, Knight's loser, the Gray Collegiate War Eagles.
Westside versus Belton Honeopath.
These two teams have met 35 times since 1970, with BHP winning 21 games. Ironically, BHP has won the last three in a row, including a 43-28 shellacking of the Rams last year. The Bears play great defense, and it shines in this one. The two-town Bars grab the Mountain Goats by the horns and spin them round, round, right, round, round for win number 22 in this battle for superiority of the Western Plains of South Carolina. Friday, Knight's loser, the Westside Rams.
West Ashley versus Berkeley.
The Wildcats and Stags have played 11 times since 2000, and Berkeley has won 10 of those games. 2022 was the first time West Ashley won. The deer tippy-toe across the Ashley River and put the horns to the river felines in their own den. Friday, Knight's loser, the West Ashley Wildcats, in a close one.
Chapman versus Clinton.
Chapman and Clinton have played each other 25 times since 1955, and the Red Devils winning 19 of those games, including 16 straight, of which my good friend Denny Lane, who played at Clinton, was part of three of those wins in 1973, 74, and 75. Chapman didn't beat Clinton until 2011, but since that time, the Panthers have won six out of the last nine games. Make it seven. The Big Black Cats lie in wait for the Lawrence County Little Red Hots in the Inman Jungle and gobble them up. Friday, Knight's loser, the Clinton Red Devils. Sorry, Denny.
Louisville versus Fairfield Central.
The Lions and Griffins have never met. However, Louisville did play Winnsboro High School three times between 1969 and 1971, winning two of those games. Fairfield Central will even the slate. The mythical eagle-headed Cats fly north up I-77 and rip out the throats of the kings of the Richburg Jungle. Friday, Knight's loser, the Louisville Lions.
Saluda versus Chester.
Saluda and Chester have met four times since 1972 and 75. The series is tied at two wins each. The River Cats down the Red Tornadoes in the rocky Saluda River. Friday, Knight's loser, the Chester Cyclones.
Nation Ford versus Richland Northeast.
Nation Ford and Richland Northeast have met twice since 2022 with one win each. Walt Wilson's sword-swinging, feather-capped swashbucklers cut the wings off Michael Allen's Blackbirds in their nest and ground them for the evening. Friday, Knight's loser, the Nation Ford Falcons.
Catawba Ridge versus Spring Valley.
The Copperheads and Vikings have never met. The Capital City Norsemen wade into the wrong pool of snakes and get bitten to death by the Zack Attack. Friday, Knight's loser, the Spring Valley Vikings.
Lancaster versus Fort Mill.
The Bruins and Yellow Jackets have met 47 times since 1921, and the Bruins have 45 wins to Fort Mill's 40. Rob McNeely's sting swarms all over Marcus Surratt's big blue bars in the Red Rose. But the blue bars are bigger, stronger, and faster and survive the poison. Friday, nice loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets in a close one.
Rock Hill versus Hartsville.
Hartsville and Rock Hill have met 10 times since 1934, with the Super Foxes winning five games. There was one tie. Randy Burch's Football City USA Fang Beast put the bite on Jeff Calabrese's Super Forest Dogs at historic D3 in a good one. Friday, Knight's loser, the Hartsville Red Foxes.
South Point versus Northwestern.
The Trojans and Stallions have met 20 times since 2006, with each team winning 10 games. This is the rubber game of the match. The Purple Warriors march south to the corral and can't keep pace with the Big Red Chargers despite the number of penalties. Friday. Night's loser, the Northwestern Trojans.
York versus Clover.
The York-Clover rivalry has been played over 120 times and is the longest continuous rivalry in the state of South Carolina. York has a commanding lead in the series, but Clover has been gaining ground, winning 5 out of the last 6 games. Dean Boyd needs and wants this win. The Big Black and Silver Cats claw out a win by controlling the line of scrimmage and not getting stoned by the Bluebirds from the Clover Patch. Friday, nice loser, the Clover Blue Eagles in a close one. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to attend the game or games in your area. But always, be true to your school. So long from Football City, USA. Take us out of here, J5V.
Thrusters are on, Gino.
Push it back, way back. Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl.